Blog Talk.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Welcome to K Nicole Ladies Night every Friday at 11:30 to 12 on Beef Stew Radio. Thank you for tuning in. You know, our conversation is always going to be a lot of women-based conversations. You know, I'll be discussing, you know, a lot of the top tens of various topics, like anything, you know, from health, love, relationship polls, you know, the ones I've been doing so far, gender-based topics like who's the best, men or women and whatever, you know, or, you know, you love the women or, you know what I'm saying, or the women could do it better or the men could do it better, you know how it goes. So we're going to always bring you something interesting and something we can always discuss any conversation about any area. So we always going to have stuff like that coming on the K Nicole show. Today's top 10 topics, we're going to have the top 10 things women love about men. So, we're going to get into number 10. Number 10 is women love men warm bodies. They love their warm bodies. Now, I could vouch for that, you know. Ain't nothing like waking up or laying down and your man has just got that nice warm chest on your back holding you, you know, secure, tight, making you feel real nice and comfortable. You know, that right there have a woman melt. You know, we be delicate. We become real soft when you just give us a nice bear hug, a nice strong hold. Women love to be held and close to their man body. So that's number 10. Number 9, the secret sensitive side. Now, you know, a lot of fellas don't like talking about that secret sensitive side. But women love when a man can show his emotions. Women love when a guy cares enough to cry in front of her. You know, that shows a sign of extreme intimacy when a man can cry and really express his emotions. You know, the fact that he could even let his emotions, his guards down to even, you know, to even let you see him go through that type of, you know, emotional situation shows that he cares deeply, deeply about that woman and that he trusts her with his feelings. And, you know, that's something we all need to know about our fellas. Fellas, you know, when they're a little on their sensitive side, that's when they let it out. Women, most of the time, the men is really, really expressing his feelings for you, letting you know that he trusts you with his feelings, you know? You know, we got some of them fellas out there that just be crying about everything. Y'all know what I'm talking about, that fella that's just crying all the time about something. Every time something happens, he crying. So we not talking about you. We talking about the real fellas, the real men that, you know, hold it all in, let it out every now and then, and we know we get to see his tender side, you know what I'm saying? Pull us close with a quick, big hug, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we love seeing the secret, sensitive sides of men, you know? But, man, remember that. Don't be afraid to express your feelings when you come to your ladies. Number 8. Okay, we love the way men scent, men smell. We love their scent. We love, oh, my gosh. The guy take a nice shower, come out with that body wash, aftershave, cologne, whatever it is. That natural musk scent that just drives you crazy when you kissing up on the neck and just with a hug and smell. That aroma that a man has for some reason, I don't know. God, oh man, it's real nice when a guy keep up his hygiene and a female can really grab on tight to him and snuggle into a nice scent, you know, and always keep that hygiene up. So, because women love to smell a man. They love the scent of a good smelling man. So that's number 8. We get into number 7. We love a guy that could fix things. We love when men fix things. All women love a handyman, you know. We love when a man can come and fix things. We love when a man could just know what to fix, you know what I'm saying? He just walking around looking to see if you got a crack, you got something hanging, a loose screw, something, and he's right on it. You ain't even got to say nothing. Watch him do it. Love when he's telling us about things he can do and things he can fix and showing us that he, that man that's just going to take care of the problem before the problem if he even becomes a problem, you know? We love when men hanging up things and putting up stuff for us, you know? That's good for us. So we love when guys fix things. Men, women love a, you know, a nice fixer, help handyman, a guy that wants to come in and help. But not only fixing things as far as fixing, you know, physical things. We love when a guy, when we could just come to a guy and talk to him, and his natural instincts of, you know, wanting to fix us. He already listening and intent and wanting to know what's going on and trying to fix us. He's just happy that, you know, we're trying. He's just happy that he's able to be there for us, you know? A guy that likes to fix everything. His house, his woman, fix it all. And don't forget, ladies and men, gentlemen, everybody, call in, because we're going down the list, the top 10 things women love about men. So we're going down the list. Call in. The number is 914-338-1685. 914-338-1685. And we're going to go down to number 6. Number 6 coming down on a poll of the top 10 things women love about men. Women love a guy with a nice sense of humor. That always comes in handy, you know, fellas. When you can keep a girl laughing, you'll keep her from arguing, you know what I'm saying? So a guy that could keep her laughing, tell his little jokes, you know, act a little goofy, have her bugging out. I mean, you know, not too crazy, but you know what I'm talking about, fellas. You keep your woman smiling, then it's all good in the hood, you know? She'll be a happy camper, you'll be a happy camper. And we getting run down the list. Before I get into my number 5, I'm going to play a couple of songs for you. So check out this music right now. Don't forget to call in 914-338-1685. It's Kay Nicole. Let it go. Let it.
On the boys love, on the boys love me. On the boys love, yeah, 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 they wanna me.
On the boys love, on the boys love me. On the boys love, on the boys love me. On the boys love, on the boys love me. On the boys love,
yeah, 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 they wanna me.
We na 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 eh.
I enjoy that one. Okay, we're back. You know, it's K. Nicole Ladies Night every Friday, 11:30 to 12. Make sure y'all call in. You know, the number is 914-338-1685. Every Friday, like I said, on K. Nicole Show, we're gonna always bring you different topics. I'm always do the polls of the top 10 because it sounds a little interesting and everything. You know, but you know what? I got a call on the line. Hello, caller. How are you?
What's up, K. Nicole?
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to congratulate you, man. Success, man, and welcome you to the Beef Stew Radio family and let everybody know that your show is super official and you're doing a great job there.
Oh, that's thank you. I want everybody to know that's DJ Big Stew, the big man, the one and only Beef Stew, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for calling, man. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate that. Thanks again. So far, I hope you've been listening, Big Stu. But tell me what you think about our first five on the list, our 10 to 6 on the list of the things ladies love about their men.
Well, right now, I think you're on point. You know, I think, you know, everything that you're saying is definitely on point. I think that, you know, we definitely, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, that we definitely got to pay attention to some of the things you're saying, because some of us guys, we do take our ladies for granted, you know, our ladies be there for us, and, you know, we don't pay attention to them the right way sometimes. So, you know, we do have to, you know, keep our hygiene up, you know, come to the house, try to make sure we smell them right, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we do got to try to fix things and all that, you know, so because women do like when we fix things. And then also, so you feel proud after you make your lady smile from fixing things. That's how, you know, I think you're right on point, what you think.
So tell me, Big Stu, DJ Big Stu, what you think is the one thing you do that make your lady happy that you know she like about you?
I just try to be there for her when the going gets tough, you know. Sometimes you go through ups and downs and sad and go around again, you know, I just try to be there. You know, I'm not perfect, but all I could do is just try to be there and try to be a better man each and every time.
Oh, come on, DJ, but you try to make all the ladies melt out there. We sound like a nice family, man. That's what's up, DJ Big Stu. I thank you for calling, man. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Once again, congratulations. Wish you much success. Do your thing. And have a good show.
All right, DJ Big Stu. That's DJ Big Stu. You know he's on with the Thursday Night Mix every Thursday. And him and Kappa, the Kappa, they on every Monday night doing the Big Stu Radio Talk. So, you know, and now we're going to get into my number 5 on the list. Is listening. Now, women love a man who is going to listen to them. You know, fellas, you really need to take that in heed, you know, really pay attention because, you know, women love when they could share their most inner thoughts. They share their feelings and share their most, you know, share their most intimate things and things they want to talk about, you know. And when that woman look at you, she want to look at you and look in your eyes and know that you really are paying her attention, really are listening to what she's saying, and, you know, really caring and really gentle to her needs, you know. Women love a guy who can listen to them. And, you know, I definitely want my man to listen to me when I talk, which I think he'd be blocking me out anyway, but still, I'd be in his face. But, fellas, you know, listening is one thing you all need to do. Make sure y'all listen to your woman. Women love a guy who can really focus on her and pay that attention to her. Number 4 on the list. Chivalry. Chivalry, fellas. Listen, I don't know what's going on with these young dudes now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's happening, man. Not even the young dudes. Even the fellas in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Fellas in the relationship, they've been in the relationship so long that they're not even chivalry no more in the relationship. You know, fellas, don't let nobody tell you chivalry is dead. You know, women love when a man still holds the door for her, take that couple of steps in front of her, or, you know, walk on the outside of the street. You know
that's
how that
right.
feels when a dude is walking on the outside of the street. I got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, how are you? Who is this and where
you
from?
How are you? This is Kalima speaking. I'm in the house, yes.
Hey, Kalima, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So, Kalima, so far we've been going down our list. We got the top 10 things women love about their men. The number 10 on the list was women love men warm bodies. Number 9.
Yes, you always have to have that heat, baby.
Yeah, you know. And you know, number 9, women love the secret, sensitive side about a man. You know, when a man can let out his little feelings. You know,
I love
and
it when they cry.
You love it when they cry. But not too much. We don't want no cry babies, you know. But we want a guy that can really express his emotions every now and then. We don't want nobody that's, come on now. Don't be crying more than me, you know.
Exactly.
And number 8, we love men's scent. We love the way they smell when they have that little shower on and they got that little after smell. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Uh-huh, that after, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I love when you call, Kalima. You always have it going funny with everybody. Make sure y'all all tune in every Friday, 11:30. It's K Nicole Ladies Night. The number is 914-338-1685.
Yes, so stay tuned. Tune in, baby.
And let me get on down the list. Number 3 on the list is intellect. Women love our men with intellect. Fellas, we like a dude that could pick up a book, you know. We like you to read, like you to know something. No, that's just jokes. But for real, fellas, women love intelligence. You know, intelligence is probably one of the most attractive characteristics in any man. You know what I'm saying? It's probably one of the most attractive characteristics for the man and the woman. You know what I'm saying? So women want you to be able to amaze us. You know, we want you to show us your extensive knowledge of all that electrical circuitry and plumbing and fixing cars. And we want to see you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? We want a guy that we can learn from. Somebody that, you know, could teach us something in a relationship. I think any relationship should be like that, you know. I think you should have somebody that compliments you. And, you know what I'm saying, Kalima, what you think about that?
I always think a man should always let a woman know how they feel and always keep them up on that high pedal stool, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying?
A man that always lets you know how much they're in love with you and only you.
Yes, we want a smart guy. We want that guy that's smart enough to know how to use his feelings and know how to express everything that's going on with him. What you say? Say it again.
Exactly.
We want a moral man, definitely. And number two on the list, we're going down, determination. We need a go-getter. Women want a go-getter, definitely. That's definitely a turn-on to see a man going for his, you know what I'm saying? A woman love a guy who's goal-orientated, a man who's going hard for the things he want and the things he need, the things for his family, you know? We would like to see a guy that's going, you know, fix a little problem. You know, we all been down and out. We want to see our guy be like, yo, nah, we ain't staying like this. We need to make a move. You know what I'm saying? We want a guy that can handle it. You know what I'm saying? A guy that's a go-getter, that's determined to do, you know, whatever I need to do. You know what I'm saying? And a go-getter is definitely something on the list, because I think you should be a go-getter yourself, if, you know what I'm saying, as a woman. And y'all both should be able to motivate each other, you know? And y'all come together with goals that's realistic. And, you know, I think every man should be a go-getter, determined.
I think every man should have a black car so I can run it up. That's what I'm talking about.
you want a determined man, a man that got it, a determined man. She want a rich man, too, because that's the only man, a baller or something, that's got that black car for you to be running it out.
Yeah.
We going down to number one. Number one on the list is honesty and trust. This is number one because this is the main important thing in any relationship. This is the most important thing between a man and a woman, but this is very important. This is the one thing women want, men. We want you to be an honest and trustworthy guy, you know? We want you to be honest, even if, you know, fellas...
Don't put a ring on it if you don't mean it.
There you go. Don't put a ring on it if you don't mean it. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I'm going to use that. Don't put a ring on it if you don't mean it. A woman want a man who's honest. I mean, even if it's kind of bad, we just still want to know. We still want to know. We want you to be honest. If we ask you that question, you know, we're going to brace ourselves.
Straight forward. And go forward.
Move forward. We're going to get over it, get past it. We want a guy that's honest and trust, because, you know, it's too much going around out here. You don't need nobody out here running around, skipping around and... Yo, I mean, honesty and trust goes a long way. I know, fellas, y'all want to trust y'all women. Y'all want to know when we go out, when we coming back, it ain't coming back with no problems.
Keep that thing tight.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. So, fellas, we just mentioned the top 10 things that women love about men.
Top 10.
I got another caller on the line. My caller, hello, can you hear me?
Hello,
how are you?
Hello.
Yeah. I was with you, Kay Nicole, until you put that last one down. This is DJ.
What? Are you calling back? What are you talking about? Honesty and trust?
I was rolling with y'all, then you got a partner co-signing with y'all, and then y'all start talking about a man being honest. But let me tell you, you know, Lorraine, she got some honesty told to her. And the honesty told to her.
She found out through another source. When she asked her husband, was he cheating? He told her no. Then some lady came and told her.
So, you know, then it don't work out the way y'all say. Y'all hold it over a man's head forever. It will never go away. And then y'all don't tell it to. Y'all got like five partners that hold y'all down. That's almost a woman's characteristic.
But let me tell you something. I will tell you this. No matter what, you know what I'm saying? You should always be with somebody that you feel like you could talk to and express your feelings.
Oh, yeah, no,
if you feel like you
got to
hide everything from your woman,
there are
some women
that got partners.
If you feel like you
got to
hide from your woman,
down.
You should not be in this top 10 list.
Huh?
I said, if you're not going to be truthful to your woman, you should not be in this top 10 list, sweetheart.
But I'm just saying,
some women...
You know, put the ring on them. I don't know. I think putting the ring is over exaggerated.
What you mean over exaggerated?
Putting the ring on is over exaggerated.
Because you said put the ring on
it. Nowadays, you look at basketball wise, and when the woman has more men, the woman want to sign a prenup agreement. But when the man got more money, It ain't right.
Listen, I agree on a prenup on both sides. So you know what, I'm with
you with that.
Be that big stool shit. If I got some money and you don't, you go out the way you came in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what to say about that. If you, especially if you did me dirty, so I believe you could get your prenup too. So, but listen, I don't even see how you came up here and you were upset about my honesty and trust.
I truly believe it needs to go both ways. I was rolling hard with you to number one and number two.
So what happened with number two? You don't want to determine, you don't think God should be determined?
Could God
a should
be determined?
Yes. They shouldn't get up and do a 9 to 5 or whatever you do?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm saying most of the time God is already doing that.
No, most of the time, guys is not already doing that. That's why there's a lot of problems. What are you talking about? Most of the time, guys is already doing that. We have a lot of problems and a lot of issues and all kind of relationships and all kind of...
I in your voice, Kayna.
Because DJ Big Stu, you know I love you in the cap, but y'all always coming at me like that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all took me out the other night. I had to hear through the whole dinner. Y'all schooling me, little sis style. You know how y'all do me. But... Listen,
but now
there's nothing wrong with having
that,
a nice
you know,
go-getter.
I'm gonna jump off the phone and let you continue. I just wanted to talk to you.
All right, DJ Big Stu. Listen, when you call up here, okay, boo-boo, be ready, all right. That was DJ Big Stu. Him and the cap always messing with me, and it's all good. That's the family, the Big Stu family. This is K Nicole, Ladies Night. Y'all always make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all fellas, y'all be honest. Let me say it again. Honest and trustworthy, okay?
Honest and
trustworthy. And make sure y'all be go-getters. Women want to
be
determined, God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to be a rich go-getter, but I don't care if you go getting a minimum wage, but you go get that. You be the go-getter and be the best at that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want to see, your determination. We want to see you trying, at least going hard to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
No,
that's what I was trying to tell Dix, too. But I really appreciate you calling, Kalima. You know, you always have me cracking up on the phone. It's Kalima calling in.
No doubt.
So, Kalima, you doing these things for your man? These are the things your man doing for you, you know?
Of course.
Especially on a Friday. Especially on a Friday. Friday, that's what I'm talking about. Ladies Night Friday. Make sure y'all always tune in with K Nicole on the Beast Stew Radio Fridays. You know what? In a couple of weeks, you know, I think my show might be coming on a little earlier, which I think would be a great thing. I'm trying to move it up a little bit to see if I can get an earlier hour spot, maybe around 10:30, sometime like that. That'd be good. Beast Stew Radio blowing up. They doing some big things. Got the whole family coming, getting ready to hit everybody off with everything. Make sure y'all always tune in, because you know we always got the hot topics, the hot top tens, and the hot everything. But we're going to thank Kalima for calling. And we're going to thank DJ Big Stu for calling in, messing with us.
Radio,
you know what I'm saying? Big Stu Radio, top radio, number one. Thank you for calling in. Thank y'all for tuning in. K Nicole Ladies Night and
Peace
Radio.
Love and
Girl K Nicole out. Have a good night, everybody.
This pot smells
good night.
Delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.